And we're recording. And we shall blow the trumpet when I put the study up. There it is. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Well, Chag Sameach. Happy new moon and happy memorial of blowing the trumpets. This is the beginning of it. Tomorrow's all day. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this study. It's not going to be long, but let's pray and ask God to bless and anoint this. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we just thank and praise you first for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. We always ask you to cover us, Lord and God, knowing that you're the living God and you're very aware of everything. Bless and anoint this evening, Father. We just thank and praise you. We could be here and acknowledge your holy days and your feast. Heavenly Father, bless everyone here. Send down healing upon everyone, their bodies, their minds, their souls. I pray you'll touch all of us in Yeshua's name. And may God bless the study tonight. Let it be fruitful and let it be beneficial for everyone in Yeshua's name. And may God always be with you and direct you. Amen. Amen. Well, we are one Messiah congregation. That's Kahal HaMashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael. Anyway, we're on Maple Street right now, and right now it is September the 11th, and it's the evening of the day starts of God, okay? So we acknowledge God's calendar. We're in the Ha'etanim right now, the seventh month. It's not Tishrei. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not 5779. It's all made up. It's not New Year. There's so many things to counteract. You've got to counteract Tishrei 1. You got to counteract it's not New Year 2. It's not Rosh Hashanah 3. It's not 5779 4. It's not really September either. That's made up too. So that's five things right off the bat when God says it's Ha'etanim in 1 Kings 8:2. Right there. The feast that's in the seventh month. So right off the bat, that explains everything that I just told you. And this is September 11th, which was a terrible day 17 years ago, where I'm from. But anyway, that's over. But it's 2018 in the 21st century. So first, a short reminder of the four holy days. Remember, all the days start in the evening before. There's four extra Sabbaths, and today's an extra Sabbath. Today's one of those extra Sabbaths. All the days start in the evening. I wrote it twice, okay? If you want to write those down. So right now, it is the we're starting the memorial blowing the trumpets. And tomorrow, it's all day. It's September 12th. Okay? It's the first day of Ha'etanim in the daytime hours. Then we have 10 days later, we have September 21st, a Sabbath, unto it's the 10th of Ha'etanim. And then we have, of course, 5 days later, October 3rd. Wow, it's October. And, of course, we have that. And then the 8th day is the 22nd of Ha'etanim, the last great day. So you can write those down. If you don't have those, we can give them to you a little later. This evening topic is, of course, the seventh month, Ha'etanim, not Tishrei. It's a memorial of blowing the trumpets. It's not a feast. It's a day to be remembered, not New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, I was going to read some verses about the seventh month. First, Genesis 8:4, the ark rested in the seventh month, Ha'etanim. It's amazing. On the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. So that's a very important thing right there, because the ark is a means of salvation like Yeshua. And the ark is, that's the only way of the means of salvation in those days. If you didn't get on the ark, you drowned. And you ended up in a place called hell, actually. Leviticus 16:29 says, "And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls," which we're going to do. "And do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourns among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean before from all your sins before Yehovah." And the Day of Atonement is very important. We're going to be acknowledging that again. And I'm not saying I'm sad right now, but the only reason we're rehearsing this right now is because the Lord didn't come. The trumpet didn't sound. So here we are again rehearsing it 17 years later, doing it again. And the Lord hasn't returned at this moment. Preterists are wrong. Anyway, it should be a Sabbath of rest unto you. You shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. And the priest whom he shall anoint and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead shall make the atonement and shall put on the linen clothes and even the holy garments. Of course, they all have spiritual significances because fine linen is the righteousness of saints. So that's our fine linen. It's the righteousness of, you know, God. And you shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary. And you shall make atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation. And you can make an atonement for the altar. And you shall make an atonement for the priests and for all the people of the congregation. And the blood was the major factor of the Day of Atonement. You needed the blood for atonement. You can't fast and you can't smile or hold a good thought or do good deeds. You had to have the blood. That's really important. And it's an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once in a year. And he did as Jehovah commanded him. So we see that this day is very important. So we're going to speak unto the children of Israel in the seventh month, the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath. And that's right now, a memorial, blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. And that's why we're gathered together. We're here today, you know, in a public setting, public meeting, and we're gathered together. And there's lots of people doing this around the world. We just don't know who they are or where they are or what they're doing. So if we have the memorial blowing the trumpets, and then 10 days later, on the 10th day of the seventh month, there shall be a Day of Atonement. And these 2 days are not feasts, okay? That's something that people get wrong. They always call everything a feast. These are holy days of God. It's a holy convocation unto you. You shall afflict your souls and make an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. And you shall do no work in the selfsame day, for in the day it is the Day of Atonement to make an atonement for you before Yehovah your God. And of course, this all has significance to us about the first and the second coming of Messiah in someone's lifetime. We're going to want to hear that trumpet sound because that's going to alert you to be ready. And you better be atoned, really, at that point in time, if you happen to be alive when Messiah is coming back. That's if you want a tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity. You know, that's what it's all about, really. Whatsoever its soul will be that shall not be afflicted in that same day shall be cut off from among his people. So in other words, if you didn't really scrutinize yourself and you were not ready to meet the Lord, you're going to be in danger. And whatsoever soul will be that doth any work in that same day, that soul will I destroy from among the people. I don't know why you'd want to work anyway. And you shall do no manner of work. It's a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. So the Day of Atonement, I can't imagine anyone wanting to work if the Lord was coming back to earth again. We think on the Day of Atonement is when the Lord's going to return. And in someone's lifetime, in the seventh month, it shall be a Sabbath of rest. You shall afflict your souls in the ninth day in the month at even. From even to even, you celebrate your Sabbath. And we celebrate all our Sabbaths like that, from even to even, right? You guys all know that. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, the 15th day of the seventh month. These are some verses in the seventh month. Then we're going to have the feast that they talked about in 1 Kings 8:2, the feast of tabernacles. For 7 days this feast is. The feast is a seven-day feast unto Yehovah. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be a feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto Yehovah. Oh, I'm sorry. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no work, no civil work therein. I'm sorry if I'm speaking fast. I'm from New York. But anyway, got caught up in the past. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. On the eighth day is very important. That even is even spoken of in John chapter 7. Yeshua was even there. The eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. It's a solemn assembly. And you shall do no civil work therein. That means no public or domestic work. No work. Everybody, this should make everybody happy, right? In other words, it's a day of really being focused on God. And these are the feasts of Yehovah. They're not the feast of the Jews. They're not the feast of Moses. I had to tell that to someone the other day again. These are not the feast of the Jews. These are not the feast of Moses. These are the feast of Yehovah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. And we do. To offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice, a drink offerings, everything upon his day. Amen. So it's a time of offerings, too, if you want to give an offering to God. This is beside the Sabbath of Yehovah, and besides your gifts that you give all year, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings, which you give unto Yehovah. So it's very important. We all know, we all give a tithe and every time there's a new month of God. And it's really important. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, it says, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath. And on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And this is unknown to Seventh-day Adventists. Some of them that even keep, let's say the ones that keep the Sabbath, they don't know about the seven extra Sabbaths. And they're missing all these, there's four of them in this at this time in the fall. You shall take on the first day, and we're going to do this, and we got plenty of it. You should take it. It says, you're going to go take on you the first day boughs of good trees, goodly trees, and branches, I don't know about palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, we got that, and willows of the brook, we got that, and you shall rejoice before Yehovah your God 7 days. And we are. We're going to sing, we're going to eat, we're going to celebrate, we're going to do all kinds of things before Yehovah. Amen. It says, and you shall keep it a feast unto Yehovah 7 days in the year. It's a statute. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Very important. And we're going to dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. So this is the time we go out and make a little booth somewhere, wherever you make it. And they did it in Nehemiah's time on the roof and the courts. They did them everywhere. They just did it. They just made, remember that? When we read that? And we just make ours out on our property because that's where we are. That's the only reason. It says that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths. The only thing that's bad about that is no one sees us. I mean, I had an opportunity one time when we did the Feast of Tabernacles in Franklin at her house. We put it in the backyard. Somebody was walking by and they seen this tent with branches on it. And they came over. They said, what are you doing? They thought I was camping out or hiking or, whatever. I said, no, it's the Feast of Tabernacles. I said, this is what God did. I said, your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yehovah, your God. And Moses and I am also declaring unto the children of Israel the Feast of Yehovah. Amen. So we have Leviticus 25. 9, it says, then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. And that's why we think it's the day when the Lord returns, because the Jubilee is a time of everything is given back, you're free from all debts. It's just joy. It's a Jubilee. It's joy. It's, some other people were, I remember there was a person recently, last year or something, he was saying, oh, the Jubilee and the Shemitah, he was saying it's going to be a terrible time. In the Bible, it's a rejoicing time. Everything's set free. No debts. It's over. And it's on the Day of Atonement. In the Day of Atonement, you should make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you notice how all these feasts have that trumpet, too. They're all sounding. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man his possessions, and you shall return every man unto his family. Amen. So everything goes back to where it was. And as far as the 50th year, it's the only mystery about it. So it must have some other spiritual significance. A jubilee shall be the 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither shall you shall not sow, neither reap that which grows of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is a jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. And I hope we have some grapes this year. We'll try to do that. In the year of jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. If thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buy aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years, according to the jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according to the number of the years of the fruits, he shall sell unto you. Amen. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it, of course. And according to the number of years of the fruits doth he sell unto thee. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, of course not, but thou shalt fear thy God. Amen. I am Yehovah your God. Amen. And these days are something to really think about, the coming of the Lord in someone's lifetime. Of course, didn't happen again in our lifetime, you know. And I just always wonder how it's really going to be one day when the trumpet is going to sound throughout the world. The universe will sound, probably blow the trumpet. And all of a sudden, the sign of the Son of Man is going to show up in heaven in the clouds. And the tribes of the earth are going to mourn. They really are. When they see the Son of Man coming in power and glory. Wow. That's going to be unbelievable in someone's lifetime. And you could really believe that because just like we believe there was a flood, and Noah talks about that in Peter and Jude, just like there was a flood and God drowned the world, by that same word you could believe there's going to be a fire that's going to burn this place to a crisp. That's why, if you really think about it, we are negligible compared to, obviously, the solar system, compared to the unit, compared to our galaxy, and then compared to, you know, just the vastness of space. We're just a little dot. I don't know. I was thinking about that. I keep thinking about every time we look through our telescope, we've seen Andromeda, this galaxy, look just like a puff of smoke. But that puff of smoke is beyond our imagination big, just like our Milky Way is, and we're just a little dot in it. But we see it so far away, we could actually see it. It's like weird. And I thought, God, how big is God? Because looking at a galaxy is tremendous. And we're in a galaxy called the Milky Way, which is tremendous. But yet, space is beyond our imaginations. And that's something God made. And he's still bigger than all that. Oh, man. I hope I said it right. Anyway, on the seventh day and the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. No civil work. It's the day of blowing of trumpets unto you. So obviously tonight we're not going to do any work. And then tomorrow we're going to be here too. We'll have a nice study on that. It says, and you shall have on the tenth day of the seventh month, same thing, holy convocation. That's the day of atonement. And then, of course, the Feast of Tabernacles. And all the men of Israel. This is a verse that I think everyone in our congregation should memorize. 1 Kings 8:2. It's really important to know. This way no one can pull the wool over your eyes saying it's New Year. Because you say, no, it's the seventh month. No one can tell you it's Tishrei. Because you see right there, it says, eat the neem. Right? And it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's none of that. It's not Adam's birthday. Can't prove that. And it's not when the world was created. That's all a bunch of hogwash. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it's just flat out made up. And people just like to wow people with nonsense. So that verse is really important to know, 1 Kings 8:2. Here's 2 Kings 25:25. But it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nehemiah, the son of Ishmael, Elishama, of the seed of royal, came, and 10 men with him, and smote Gedaliah, that he died. That was terrible. And all the citizens, the Jews and the Chaldeans that were with him at Mizpah. So this is a terrible event that took place in the seventh month. And the seventh month is usually more victorious than that. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which is in the seventh month. That's 2 Chronicles 5. So now you should know, numerous places it says it's the feast, and it's obviously the Feast of Tabernacles, because that's the one going towards the end of the year. And also, it's the seventh month. That's another witness, 2 Chronicles 5:3, that you could tell Judaism people or other messianics, and they're going, like I've been getting these emails, you know, Happy New Year. And like, you know, it's ridiculous. Anyway, 2 Chronicles 7:10 says, on the 23rd day of the seventh month, he shall send the people away into his tents and glad and merry in heart for the goodness that Jehovah showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. You can read before that and after to get the more meaning of that. It's an event that took place on the seventh month. And then Chronicles 31:7 says, in the third month, they began to lay the foundation of the heaps, and they finished it. They finished in the seventh month. And that's an important verse. You can read that. Ezra, brother Ezra, we'll meet him one day. Ezra, sort of means help, you know. It says, and when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto Jehovah, but the foundation of the temple of Jehovah was not yet laid. So we see that there's things going on in the seventh month throughout the whole Bible. I always wish that they would have recorded the date a little bit better, you know, what year it was. And there's no one wrote down what year. That's why I go out of my way to say it's, you know, right now we're in 2018 in the 21st century. And, you know, today I was back in my house in Franklin. I was loading my two external servers. So I got two of them, to prove what we have done in our lifetime. In the event you don't see me no more, I got two external hard drives. You can always plug into your computer and you'll see the whole thing. Nehemiah 7:73. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers, some of the people and the Nephonims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Amen. Nehemiah, they really celebrated. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spoke unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the Torah that God gave to Moses, which Jehovah had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation of men and women and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. So here we are, just like Nehemiah and Ezra. We're here, you know, just like they did it. It's like years later. And they found, check this out, these guys found written in the law, which Jehovah had commanded Moses. They didn't even know this because it was lost, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast in the seventh month. See how simple it is? They just read it. They go, it's a feast. It's not New Year. It's the seventh month, and it's Ha'etanim. And that they should publish and proclaim in all cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount, fetch olive branches, pine branches, myrtle branches, palm trees, branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written. So they've been doing this. They did it from the time of Moses all the way up to Ezra and Nehemiah, which is after the captivity. And then, of course, Yeshua in chapter 7 was doing the Feast of Tabernacles and all the people at that time. So it's not something you can't say, oh, well, it's done, it's over, because it has spiritual significance. That's what we get out of it. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, everyone upon the roof of his house and in their courts, and in the court of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. That's what they did. They went and they built themselves booths. And all the congregation of them that will come out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. And this is for since the days of Joshua, that's Yeshua, Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the gladness of Israel done so. Unto that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness. I bet not, because they were in captivity for 70 years, you know. And it says also day by day, if you want to know what we're going to do, day by day, from the first day until the last day, we're going to read in the book of the Torah of God. And we're going to keep the feast 7 days, just like Ezra and Nehemiah. And on the eighth day, we're going to have a solemn assembly according to the manner that's in the Torah. See how simple it is when everyone just reads the Bible, reads the scriptures, they all do the same thing. They didn't make nothing up. They didn't embellish nothing. They didn't go, well, we got to, you know, do light candles and do a dance around it. You know, they just did exactly what it says. And that's what we're just like them. We're just like Ezra's and Nehemiah's, and, you know, we're in a sort of a unseen galut here, a captivity. But, you know, ours is a little peaceful here because we still could roam around and do what we want to do. But there's no God out there, you know. Jeremiah says, this evil Hananiah, the prophet, died in the same year, in the seventh month. He was a weasel. He was trying to change what God said. And Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah and told him he was going to die that same year. It came to pass in the seventh month that it, oh, we just read that. Okay. Anyway, so this happened at the time of Jeremiah in the captivity. And then, of course, we have Brother Ezekiel in the seventh month, in the 15th day of the month. So the 15th day of the month would be right during the Feast of Tabernacles, right? First day of Tabernacles. It says, shall he do the like in the Feast of... It says, let me read that again. In the seventh month, in the 15th day of the month, shall he do the like in the Feast of 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the meat offering, and according to the oil. You can read. We can read more of that later and get more meaning out of that. Haggai has a little message. He says, in the seventh month, in the 20th day of the month, which is still during the Feast of Tabernacles, came the word of Yehovah by the prophet Haggai. He said, go speak unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the rest of the people. And it says, saying, who is left among you that saw the this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? How is it in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? So here we have the first temple and the second temple. And the second temple is way more glorious because that's where Yeshua showed up. He showed up. Zechariah even has a little bit about that. He says, speak unto all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did you at all fast unto me, even to me, God says? For 70 years, they were trying to fast. And, you know, oh, God, we're missing out. You know, we can't do what you want us to do. But it was their own reason, their own fault. They were in captivity. Anyway, this is not a long study today. I just wanted to go over a little bit about the seventh month. And, of course, we could sit down and we could sing some songs. And we don't have any food tonight, but I guess we'll see you tomorrow. So see you tomorrow for a Memorial Blowing the Trumpets study. And remember, it's not New Year. It's not Rosh Hashanah. I know you guys are probably get tired of hearing me say that, but I'm being honest with you. Everyone I talk to or anyone that emails me, that's all they say. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Happy New Year. Yeah, Tishrei. And I'm like, forget that. But anyway. So Tishrei is from a Babylonian New Year, which has nothing to do with God. And Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year, which is Happy New Year. Rosh is the head. Hashanah is the year. So head of the year. So, but it's ridiculous because it's the seventh month. that's to show you how ridiculous. We got, you know, people are more like Ezra and Nehemiah. They'd have it made. Anyway. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you we could be here tonight just for the opening of the Memorial of Blowing the Trumpets. And may God bless everyone tonight and give us traveling grace back to wherever we came from and bring us back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, living God. I just thank you, Lord and God. We'll rehearse this again and give us more understanding and more fullness in Yeshua's name. And may God always be with you. Amen. Anyway, Shabbat Shalom and Happy New Moon. Happy Rosh Happy first day of Ha'etanim, and happy memorial of blowing trumpets. God bless you. I'm going to get off the mic. Let me stop the study. I know this is a short study tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. Okay. Lord willing. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Let me stop this.